Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now on the tee.
Is it time? Let's do this.
It's time for Real Golf Radio, the longest-running nationally syndicated golf show in the country, with insights and experience of professional golfer Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper, and the passion and, fun
hey.
Of Brian Taylor.
Nice.
Here they are, the hosts of Real Golf Radio, Brian and Bob.
Well, hello. Welcome in to another edition of Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor. He's Bob Casper. Thanks so much for being with us. The PGA Tour doubles down in Las Vegas for a second tournament in as many weeks, shifting from TPC Summerlin to the more exclusive Shadow Creek. And Bob, what a week it's been so far, watching the pictures of Shadow Creek. And I know you've had a chance to be on that golf course. We talked about it a little last week. You've caddied for your dad there. That is one cool looking golf course.
Yeah, it's pretty. The interesting thing is if you drive into town coming from the north right down I-15, you'd never know that the golf course was over there on the right hand side. What they've done is they bermed it up around the outside, and then they put the golf course, kind of sunk it down in a little bit more. But it is a beautiful golf course. It's got some great holes and some fun holes, and the greens are normally pretty good. The guys are talking about how great the greens are this week.
They're really gushing. Cool place. They're gushing, Bob, about these greens.
Yeah.
I mean, they're saying these are the best greens they've ever putted. I mean, do they remember that Augusta's a month away?
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. But, this golf course is originally built by Steve Wynn, who owned Treasure Island and what's the one with the volcano? Right next door to it. But he owned those two hotels and those properties there, and they kind of built it for the high rollers, for guys that came into town, spent a lot of money, gambled a lot of money, and then they would take them out and take them out in limos out to the golf course to play golf, and all the games that they had out there as well, betting games and stuff. So it's a cool golf course. It's fun. It's beautiful. And it's unique.
I think it's a good warm-up for these guys, watching them roll putts, hole putts. I mean, we saw Xander Schauffele shoot 29 on Friday on his first nine, which was the back nine there at Shadow Creek, including seven birdies in a row. Pretty spectacular stuff by X as he's playing some good golf out there. And again, players starting to feel it. Augusta, a month away, and there's a lot we need to get into around Augusta National and the online patron store that's been announced. There's Brooks is back in his return. We're going to get into all that. Rex Hogger's going to join us. Caddy's going to stop by. All as we continue right here on Real Golf Radio. In golf, we love the way technology helps us better enjoy the game. The same goes for our other pursuits. If fly fishing is one of those, let me introduce you to the River Quiver. Fly fishing is about the journey, moving from spot to spot until you land that fish you've been looking for all day. Well, what do you do with your rod? Break it down, hang it out the back window? You're not going to let it roll around in the back of your truck. Just slide it in your River Quiver, fully assembled and ready to fish. This premium rooftop fly rod holder is designed to protect your rod and give you more time on the water to catch more fish. Locked, loaded, ready to fish. Find your River Quiver at riversmith.com.
To be the number one irons in golf for five consecutive years and counting, Callaway can't stop pushing the limits. That's why they've used artificial intelligence to create the new Maverick irons. AI has uniquely engineered a flash face cup in every Maverick iron to maximize distance throughout your entire set, while each club's center of gravity is precisely positioned to optimize launch. New distance is out there. It takes a Maverick to find it. Get new distance at CallawayGolf.com. Callaway, the number one irons in golf.
How did we create our most advanced tour ball ever? We invested and built one of the most advanced golf ball facilities in the world. Inside and out, we've re-engineered every aspect of ChromeSoft to create our fastest, highest quality, and most consistent tour ball ever. A new era of innovation has built a ball for total performance. The new ChromeSoft. This ball changes everything.
From the brand that sells over 2 million backpacks per year, OGIO's new Fuse Stand Bag will have you feeling as fresh on the 17th hole as you did on the second. Integrating industry-leading strap technology, OGIO's Fuse Stand Bag is the perfect companion for the walking golfer. With wide and dense padding and the self-leveling fit disc technology, the Fuse delivers unparalleled walkability. This season, make sure your stand bag is as light as Fuse. Learn more about the best bags in golf at OGIO.com/golf.
Those who know love heading to St. George, Utah for year-round fun, especially golf. But where to stay is always a challenge, and getting a tee time can be tough. What if there was a Scottsdale-style golf resort in St. George where you can stay and play? And what if you could own your own residence there? Well, now there is. Introducing Black Desert Resort at Entrada. The second and final chapter of the Entrada vision offers a full community with exceptional amenities from residential villages, hiking trails through preserved lava flows, spa, world-class dining and shopping, and a Tom Weiskopf championship golf course. It's literally an outdoor paradise that will strengthen family bonds and make lifelong memories. That's life at Black Desert. Find out how you can stake your claim at blackdesertresort.com. blackdesertresort.com. Exclusive real estate opportunities are available now. Black Desert Resort at Entrada. Unlike anything you've experienced before.
Now back to Real Golf Radio with Brian and Bob.
Welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob with you. Thanks for joining us here on the show. This segment is brought to you in part by Callaway Golf. And oh, baby, did they make an announcement this week. The new Apex MB irons are out. They're not officially out. They're announced. They'll be available on October 22nd. So next week, you can get out there and check out these new Apex MB irons. Play with perfection. The new Apex MB irons are built for the best players in the game. It's a beautiful classic blade shape with high performance grooves, remarkable feel, and a new weight design. They've got a weight, it's kind of a screwed in weight there that you can adjust right in the back, right behind the sweet spot. I don't know, man. Bob.
Yeah.
They've got other irons they also announced this week. But I can't, to me, the best eye candy in the business is a new set of blade irons. I mean, those are just absolutely cherry.
New set of muscle backs, huh?
Oh, God. I'm probably not good enough to hit those, but I want to hit those. You remember a couple years ago we did the blade challenge or whatever?
Yep.
I actually played really good golf with those irons. I mean, absolutely loved them, but there's just something about it. You look at those, you set them down, and you're like, this is a fine instrument. It just makes you want to play good golf.
Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful looking club, no doubt about it. And, you know, like you said, yeah, you know, it's geared towards the better players, and you know, there's a lot of guys that are going to buy this club, no doubt about it.
The other one that they announced, well, there's two other ones they announced. The other one was the X forged CB
cavity back,
yeah,
and which is another pretty iron as well.
Oh, really? I mean, really stunning as well. It's got some cool stuff to the back of it. It looks a lot like my Apex Pros that I've been playing the last two years. And I'm looking at these going, God, you know, that's plenty of muscle for me. I could use a little bit of the benefits and features that are involved in the CB that are not, you know, it's got some multi-material construction built into it. So it's got some tungsten weighting and different things like that to help, to help you, you know, bring your shot patterns back in. So there's a little bit of game improvement into these player irons, you know, not so much that they would look like game improvement, but there's a little bit of technology that you wouldn't get from the straight up forged right. muscle back, huh?
Right. And they're beautiful. So with the cavity back, they're geared towards a bigger or broader range of players. A lot more people can play this iron, which, I'm pretty excited about these ones.
Those, I got to be honest, they're super sick. And they've also got the X-Forged UT, so your utility irons. So yes. These are like your driving irons, long irons. They're a little bit even bigger, a little more forgiving, more confidence in swinging those. So check it out at CallawayGolf.com. Dave Neville, Senior Director of Brand Management, our good buddy D. Neves, who also hosts their Callaway Talks and Fitting Room podcast for Callaway. He is going to join us next week, and we'll get the inside scoop on these irons. And I don't know, Bob, I'm gonna have to see him and hit him for sure. I'm mm-hmm. guessing for my game it would be best to go with the CB, and I don't think I would have any problem with that. They're beautiful. I just, man, those new, something about a new set of blades. Maybe it's the challenge. Maybe it's the challenge. But is there a better feeling than just a pure struck iron shot with just a forged blade? I mean, it just feels so darn good.
Yeah,
so good.
Well, you know, you're going to get a lot of that also with the CB because they are forged. So you get that feel that you would get with a muscle back as well.
Yeah, fair enough. Good point. So check it out, CallawayGolf.com. We'll give you all the inside deets coming up next week here on Real Golf Radio. All right, meanwhile, back to professional golf. Shadow Creek, Bob. We touched on it there in the open just a little bit. Players are absolutely loving this golf course. They're having a great time. Perfect weather out there. I mean, they are just eating it up in the mid low 80s, nothing but sunshine and great scoring conditions on Friday, a little less wind, and the putts just, you know, the putting surfaces are just so pure. You get it online, it's going in.
Well, and that's one of the great things about having a full year round of being able, or all the way around, of being able to grow grass and get golf courses in pristine condition. And this is, you know, this is a high ticket item golf course, as far as the players are concerned, and as far as anybody wanting to play the golf is concerned. But it's a beautiful golf course. It's got great features to it. When I was on it, you know, 15, 20 years ago, caddying for my dad, there were pheasants and chuckers and all kinds of wildlife running around the golf course, which they aren't there now anymore. But it's beautiful. It's beautiful, and the guys are loving it.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen guys like Xander Schauffele go out there and shoot 29. I mean, guys can just fill it up. You can take a lot of confidence out of this, and it is a great experience. It's one of the golf courses you look at and say, man, I'd like to play. In fact, I was talking to the
Fazio design, too.
Oh, I love Fazio designs. Caddy was out there a couple weeks ago, and he said, he goes, can you imagine the first guy that went out for a practice round this week? He said there was absolutely – I mean, you talk about a perfect carpet of grass.
Oh, yeah.
He said, he goes, if I was out there, I'd be afraid to take a divot. It's so perfect out there. So, I mean, it's just that's the kind of condition. Nobody's been out there, and these guys are in for a treat, no doubt about it. So how about that, though, Bob? A month to Augusta. We, as we mentioned, got the notice that due to the limited amount of media availability due to COVID-19, that we would not be able to make the trip out there for this year's Masters for the first time in 20 years. 20 Masters, 20 consecutive Masters, we will not be on property for the playing of one, which will be unfortunate for us. Hopefully a little bit for our listeners as well, as they've come to enjoy our coverage from out there. But we will be giving it our best for sure. And, you know, just being out there is a special place, being able to share the feelings. And this year in particular, I was anxious to feel the difference, to be out there. You know, your dad invited us out on Sundays before, where we were out there without any fans or gallery. But it's still, I mean, all the grandstands were up. There's not going to be any grandstands. I mean, there's no reason to put grandstands up there. So it's going to feel very, very differently than what it's, you know, what it has in normal Masters tournament weeks.
Yeah, no grandstands, no concession stands. Those types of things will be gone because there isn't any reason for it to be there. Augusta National is a great place. They open in October, normally of every year, the first part of October, and they close down the end of May. And the golf course then kind of goes dormant with the Bermuda that's underneath the overseed of the rye. And so they had to overseed earlier, and the overseed is coming in well. The golf course looks beautiful. As far as the pictures that are out right now, with the standard green, with the contrast of the white sand. So, other than it being in the fall, and we'll see fall colors with the leaves, we're not normally there in November anyway. And so I'm looking forward to getting back there in April, which means that we're going to have a second Masters, back-to-back Masters within 5 months.
Yeah, which is exciting. The one good news, I guess, the silver lining, if you will, is Augusta National announced this week that they will have an online patron shopping experience available for those that are patrons, have patron tickets to the Masters. So this is unprecedented. We've seen a few things that have been offered online, like some of the artwork and things like that. But to have this, and you're going to be able to shop twice, and more details are still to follow, but essentially you're going to be able to check out twice. So you can't just sit there and pound order after order. You got to be ready to go when you get in there and make your order and get out. But how cool is that for people, even though they're, and it's going to open up in early November. So the idea, I would think, is get in there early, order your gear, it'll ship and arrive to you so you can be wearing your Masters gear while you're posting on social media, watching the coverage at home on TV, and try to create some digital roars, if you will, throughout the country.
Yeah, you can be sitting on your couch and watching it in your gear. But the important thing of this is that it's not open free for all for everybody. It's open for the patrons, the ones that have the series badges, and probably practice rounds as well badges, or would have had them for the year. And so those people are going to have an opportunity to go online and get their gear. Great thing for being around in November, because Christmas is right around the corner.
That's what I was thinking. Christmas came early. I tweeted out, as we'll be able to shop at Augusta. I was going to hit Babs up, which, by the way, was his birthday yesterday. Happy birthday to Jeff Babineau, our good friend.
Yes.
And I was going to say, hey, Babs, I'm going to need you to pick me up a couple of things. Now I don't have to do that, because we're going to...
No, you can get them.
So I started thinking about, what are the best things? What are the things that you would miss? I've kind of gotten into the playing cards recently, kind of like those are a nice gift. My family and I, we get together and we like to play a little cards and things. So that's kind of cool to break out the Masters decks. All my hats are sweated out. This time of year, I've gone in and we've had US Open, Masters, PGA Championship, whatever, but they're all sweated out for the summer. So probably got to get me a Masters hat. And, with it being cold, you can also shop for those sweaters and sweater vests.
Masters hat or a few.
Well, hey, stock up, man. There's more golf sweat to be had, for sure. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, speaking of golf sweat, the man that's out there making it happen, Rex Hoggard, golfchannel.com senior writer, joins us coming up next. We'll get his take. Maybe he's got some favorite things he likes at the Masters as well, and his thought as we count down a month to the Masters in November. Stay tuned. You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Hotel Park City, along with the Spa and Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, are open. Parents were tired, forced into homeschooling, juggling work at home and kids at home. Well, take a staycation and escape to Hotel Park City. The pool's open, fitness center, Bandana's Grill, Ruth's Chris, the spa, and the golf course. From suites and the cottages that offer private hot tubs on the balcony and three fireplaces, you gotta get away to Hotel Park City. Call 435-940-5077. That's 435-940-5077 for reservations today.
Hi, it's Ned Siegfried. Siegfried & Jensen has been around a long time. We've been handling injury cases for over 30 years. During this time, Siegfried & Jensen has had the privilege of helping tens of thousands of Utahns. If you've had the misfortune of being injured in an accident, we'd love to help you as well. To talk to us for free about your situation, call us at 801-222-2222 or visit us at SiegfriedJensen.com.
You might know Mountain Land Supply for its plumbing products, but did you know Mountain Land Supply also carries landscaping, irrigation supplies, and tools? They can help you design and calculate the exact feet of pipe, sprinkler heads, and nozzles to use for your yard. Using smartphone technology, you can even control your watering with state-of-the-art controllers. For all your landscaping needs, go to MountainLandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
Introducing the Amazing Rewards for Business 321 program. With the Amazing Rewards for Business Visa credit card from Zions Bank, you earn 3 points for select business purchases, 2 points for travel, and 1 point for all other purchases. Learn more about the Amazing Rewards 321 program at ZionsBank.com or your local Zions Bank. Zions Bank, we haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Zions Bank, a division of ZBNA, member FDIC.
This is Brian Taylor. There are things in your life that stand out as significant, game changers even. They impact everything else you do. I'm not overstating when I say my choice to have LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision was one of those. Growing up, I had good vision. I never wanted glasses. One day in college, I realized I couldn't see the whiteboard. Finally, I broke down, I got glasses and contacts, and I was introduced to the world of irritated and dry eyes, contact solution, broken glasses, you name it. Finally, I had LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. This was a game changer. No more contacts, no more solution, no more glasses. Instantly, I could see. It was so easy and it worked. My only regret was waiting so long. Hoops Vision is world-renowned, and with the latest technology, they give you more options than ever. Do yourself a favor. Go to HoopsVision.com right now and schedule your free consultation. And mention Real Golf Radio and save $1,000 off your LASIK procedure. Hoops Vision is your key to making sure nothing gets between you and your life focus. It's one of those moments you'll always remember.
Now back to Real Golf Radio, talking golf back when 300-yard drives were big. For real, here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, thanks for being with us this week. And PGA Tour in Las Vegas and L.A. next week, and we are 1 month away from a fall classic unlike any other, the Masters Tournament in November. And we're pleased to get out to Golf Channel, senior writer for golfchannel.com and insider on the PGA Tour, good friend of ours, Rex Hoggard, kind enough to spend some time. Hey, Rex, how are you, man?
I like that. Fall classic like none other. Perfect.
Jimmy Roberts may have inspired me a little bit on that on his recent video that he did. So, but not too bad, right? I don't want to do it every year, but I'm excited to see it.
I am too. I think everyone, it was interesting hearing players, talking to players last week about how you try to get ready. And Augusta's weird, right? So you have the most time between majors for the Masters under normal circumstances. Obviously, there's nothing normal about this year. But by the time the last major is played 1 year and waiting for April to come around in the Masters, it's all you talk about. It's all you think about. It. Guys make scouting trips. They focus on it. They find a way. They try to find a way to peak for that 1 week, right? I mean, that 1 week in April when everything is absolutely perfect at Augusta National. And now with everything sort of thrown sideways, I was really curious to see how players are going to deal with that. And like everything else in 2020, you're just kind of having to adjust on the fly and you're trying to do the best you can. I asked Rory specifically, he's going to take a scouting trip up there. I mean, here's a guy who has played the Masters at least a half dozen times, probably 10 times. And he's going to take a scouting trip up because he has no idea what to expect in November. You know, we've talked to a couple members. I've talked to players who have been up there about that time of year. And you get the normal answers. It's going to be much, much longer. It has the possibility of being much, much colder. All of these things, but you just don't know, I think, until you actually get there the week of. And it won't be like anything else we've ever experienced before, not just because the Magnolias won't be blooming. I assume the magnolias won't be blooming. I don't know if that happens in November. Knowing Augusta, they can probably make it happen. But I think everything going into this is going to be a little strange, and players are having kind of roll with it.
You know, you had mentioned that Rory's going to be heading up. Have you heard of any players that have already been up there to check and see what the golf course is like right now?
There have been a couple of players that I've talked to, just because I think Lance Griffin was the one that kind of came up because he was defending his title a few weeks ago, and he was asked about it, and he had a funny story. I think he actually went up at the end of last year getting ready for what was supposed to be this year's April Masters, and so he went up, I think, in November, you know, because he won late in the fall, and so he got the invitation. He wanted to make the most of it like we all would, and he goes up and he played one round, and he said it was a glorious fall day, and then they told him the next day it was kind of be rainy and cold, and so he decided not to play. And he said, in retrospect, had I known that we were going to end up with possibly those similar conditions, he probably would have gone out and played. But it's kind of the luck of the draw. But there have been some who have an idea of what it's going to be like. Guys who, you know, live in the area, certainly Kevin Kisner has talked about this. He lives very, very close to that area, so he knows what the weather can possibly be. And again, it keeps coming back to the idea that it's going to be much longer. But knowing Augusta, I think it's probably going to be similar, at least around the greens, to what we've come to expect, simply because we all know they can do special things.
And they'll have the great thing about Augusta is they'll have the guys hiding in the bushes that'll pop out with the leaf blowers in between groups. So when the next group comes, you'll never even know that there's any fall in the air as far as the greens are concerned. I don't expect you'll be seeing leaves blowing across the green as guys are putting.
I don't think so either. And, you know, I am kind of curious to see what the property looks like. There's been some, I don't know, Google Earth or something along those lines, pictures that have come up on the internet the last couple of weeks. And the overseas is starting to come in, and you get an idea. I actually did a story for the Masters Journal a few years ago, and the idea was I was going to go out and walk the golf course and get an idea of how difficult it is during that time of year. So I ended up going up right after the Tour Championship in September, and they were overseeding, and it looks completely different. It was really just a jarring experience, and I know it's not going to be like that, but it is going to be different.
So guys think it's going to play that much longer at that time of the year because it's going to be there's going to be more moisture in the course as compared to in April?
That's the idea. It's going to be more moisture. I think the winds are a little bit out of a different direction. You know, you kind of hear the horror stories about guys not being able to even get it anywhere onto the hill, you know, let alone to the top of the hill on the first hole. So I think it all depends. It's going to be very weather dependent. And again, I kind of covered the RSM Classic, which is in sort of a different part of Georgia, but it is in Georgia, which is normally played in November the last few years. And you can end up with glorious weather. And, you know, it could be very much like we come to expect in the spring. Or I've been at Sea Island in November when it's very, very cold, very windy. And I think that's a reality that guys are going to have to prepare for.
Rex Hager, Golf Channel, joining us here on Real Golf Radio. So this is the first time in 20 years that Bob and I will not be on site for the Masters Tournament. So we went through a little bit of a grieving process, although we had some time to kind of come to expect that might happen. So I actually probably lose a few pounds by not sitting there so close to the dining area. But that aside, I did notice that they're going to allow an online patron store for the first time. And I thought this was pretty interesting. And as a little side topic, Bob and I have been discussing, you know, what are the best Masters gifts. You've been going a long time as well. Do you still find yourself shopping, or have you had enough on the shopping experience?
I was about to say, when you said you probably saved yourself a couple pounds, you probably saved yourself quite a few dollars too by not having the opportunity to go to the merchandise tent. Yeah, I mean, I think we all do it, right? I mean, you have to do it. I have a lot of family and a lot of friends, so you make the annual trip up there, and you kind of, I usually try to do it early in the week and get it out of the way. I don't want to make it sound like a chore because it is, you know, kind of part of the cool experience. And you go over there just for a couple of things and you end up walking out with five bags and you've spent much, much more money than you ever planned to spend before. So yeah, we've all got our traditions. Mine is I bought a pair of socks. I don't know why. Every year I've covered the Masters, I bought a new pair of socks. So that's kind of, everyone has their stupid thing and that's mine.
The Master socks. I like it. Okay. You know, I've never bought a pair of Master socks. That's all right. I'm down. I'm down with that. I've kind of started to get into the collection of playing cards. They've come out with fancier and fancier sets of playing cards recently, I've noticed.
Well, I think it goes back to, because my first Masters, I was trying to figure this out. I think it was 2001 or 2002. I have to go back and check. But back then, I was working for Golf Week magazine, so I probably wasn't making near enough money to afford much inside the merchandise tent. So socks were probably the obvious option at that point to go forward.
You know, I think, honestly, the best value that I've ever received out of any gift that I've bought, and I can't, they haven't had them the last several years, is, you remember the bag of Masters tees? They were just white tees with the Masters logo on them.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And they were sold for like six, like maybe $8 for, I don't know, two dozen tees or something like that. And I would take those and hand them out to people, and it was as if I gave them the keys to a Ferrari half the, I mean, it was, they were golf tees for crying out loud, but they gave me, I would put them in my bag, hand them out on the first tee as we're playing with guys, and they just, again, you thought that you'd just given them your firstborn. I wish they still had those, because those were for the dollar, dollar for dollar, I thought that was the best bang I got out of any gift purchase.
Well, and the Masters Cups, the clear Masters Cups with the, you know, the logo on it and everything. Yeah, every year I always come back with a couple of those, because people will show up at my house and they'll disappear. And I'd be like, all right, someone take a Masters Cup. It's fine.
Well, we always grab the plastic cups. That's kind of our family, yeah. China is the plastic cups that you can just kind of stack and take a whole bunch. You talked about socks. Brian talked about tees, and you know, I always get a T-shirt. I always get a Masters T-shirt with all the champions on it, because my dad won in 1970, and it's just a good way to remember that.
You just see that flex, Rex. I mean, that it's like, you know, when your dad's name's on the back of the champions T-shirt, well, of course you're going to buy that one.
That goes beyond humble brag right there. I get it because my dad's name is on it. That's awesome. Not many people can do that. Good for you.
Hey, Rex, we appreciate you taking some time. Let's shift a little bit. So we still have a month to go before Augusta. They're playing CJ Cup this week, and they're at Shadow Creek. It's interesting to hear the players. You would expect that the players have never played Augusta National the way they've been talking about these greens being the best they've ever putted. I think Augusta's sitting back there going, hey, guys, remember, we're a month away. I think we can offer something, you know, even superior to what Shadow Creek. But nevertheless, they look fantastic. The golf course is fun to watch.
Yeah, they have short memories. I think they were saying the same thing just a few weeks ago when we were at Wingfoot. So I think as a player, we can all sort of associate or at least understand where they're coming from on that one. We were talking before we came on. I've only been out there once. I didn't have the opportunity to play it, but I covered the Tiger Phil match. That was at Shadow Creek the day after Thanksgiving. I think it was 2 years ago. And it's a really special place. And it's weird, you know. I don't know if you're Vegas guys. If you are, I apologize. Like, everything about Vegas in my mind is kind of weird. But Shadow Creek, it's a fantastic place. Like, they've essentially taken an Augusta-esque, if you can do that, compare it, golf course, and plopped it down in the middle of the desert. But, like, I mean, on one side of the property, you just have everything you come to expect from the desert and sort of everything you come to expect from Las Vegas. And then just on the other side of the fence, you have this perfect, pristine golf course. So it's funny money, it's Las Vegas money, and they've created something very cool. I was sort of fascinated this week going back to Augusta and how guys are trying to get ready and trying to replicate it. How many guys, Rory, JT said the same thing, I think Brooks Koepka said it, that the greens are very, very like Augusta, where obviously they have them dialed in as fast as they want them, 12, 13 on the step meter. But beyond that, there's a lot of movement to them. So it gives you a lot of imagination. So it's a good warm-up. There's a handful of guys who will probably play Houston the week before. But by and large, I think most guys will play this week and next week in Los Angeles at the Zozo Championship as their last start for the Masters. So it's a good tune-up.
Well, and a couple of those guys, Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, looks like they'll be playing Houston. Dustin Johnson came down with COVID this week. Tony Finau last week. Those guys are going to have to pull a couple events in to get themselves ready for Augusta.
And Houston has been a good tune-up for guys in recent years. Now, this is a different Houston. This isn't at the same golf course where they've been. But I think some guys are just different, Bryson being the primary example here. Phil Mickelson is another example. They just like to play the week before, and I can certainly understand that. I think it gets them into the right mindset. It gets a competitive card in their hand. They have to go out, and they have to, instead of just sitting on the range hitting shots, go out and create a score. And I think that's good for some guys. For Tiger Woods, you know, he's kind of on the opposite side of the spectrum. So I think we're going to see a little bit of both going into this year's Masters, as odd as it is.
Hey, Rex, before we let you go, more players talking about seeking speed, trying to, I don't know if you want to call it keeping up with Bryson, but certainly he has changed some attitudes towards bombing it and how they approach a golf course with length and speed. And Phil Mickelson's trying to push the levels at age 50. What's your thoughts, or what more thoughts have you had as you continue to ponder what's happening with how Bryson's changed this?
I wasn't surprised, because normally Rory McIlroy is one of the better voices in the room, one of the wisest voices in the room. He's thought things out pretty well, and I thought he touched on it really well this week. And look, we're all entertained by what Bryson is doing. I can certainly look, and I've moved beyond calling it an experiment, and I'm referring to it as the Bryson Project now, because, look, an experiment, that's theoretical. That what he has done, there's proof in theory right now. I mean, what he's been able to do with this. But what Rory did today, and he kind of referenced, I think someone sent him a story from the Wall Street Journal that sort of pointed this out, that every sport, athletes are bigger, stronger, faster these days. Yep. And golf is not unique to that. And I think that we're finally starting sort of to wrap our minds around, and Bryson is certainly pressing the envelope on this, but everybody has been doing this on their own level, to whatever degree you want to look at, has been trying to do what Bryson is doing. Now, he's taking it to the extremes, but I don't see it changing. I would imagine guys starting to use more technology, the guys starting to tinker with equipment more, I don't see guys putting on 40 pounds, because I don't think that works for everyone, but the things that he is doing have been done throughout the history of the game, and I don't think that's any different. The only difference now is it's very high profile, and he is taking it to the extreme.
Mm. Well, Rex, thanks so much for taking some time, man. Really appreciate it. Great work, as always. We appreciate you keeping us up to speed on all these events that most of us cannot attend right now. So good work. Keep it up, and safe travels.
Appreciate it. Talk to you guys soon.
There you go. Rex Hoggard, thanks, Golf Rex. Channel, joining us right here on Real Golf Radio. We'll take a short break. Show continues next. Have you heard? There's an all-new experience coming to St. George, Utah. Black Desert Resort at Entrada is a full community resort experience featuring a resort hotel, private residences, world-class dining and shopping, a Tom Weiskopf designed championship golf course, and so much more. With a simple message of remarkable within reach, Black Desert Resort beckons you to visit and even stay for a lifetime. Exclusive real estate opportunities are available at blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort at Entrada. Unlike anything you've experienced before.
When it comes to putting, alignment is arguably the most important part of the equation.
Okay, let's face it. If you're not lined up correctly, the odds of you making anything are next to nothing.
Which is why Odyssey continues to set the standard for performance with the new triple track putters.
The distinct triple track alignment lines that you've seen on Callaway golf balls, they're now featured on the new triple track putters from Odyssey.
It's shocking how much easier it is to line up your putts.
Wow. Triple track technology utilizes a principle called, you ready for this? Vernier hyperacuity.
What?
To improve your alignment and your putting accuracy.
That's that same visual technology used to land jets on aircraft carriers.
Hey, now that's reliable and accurate.
And once you're lined up, you can focus on making a great stroke.
Just like Bob always does, which is even easier since every triple track putter has a multi-material consistency enhancing Stroke Lab shaft that's been winning major championships and dominating at tour events around the world.
Get lined up with the new triple track putters at odysseygolf.com.
Odyssey, the number one putter in golf. Callaway knows you can't create new distance by doing the same old, same old. It takes unconventional thinking to create something transformative, and that's what Callaway did with the new Maverick driver. Maverick's Flash Face SS20 was designed using artificial intelligence, a powerful supercomputer tested and refined thousands of virtual prototypes until it created Callaway's fastest, most forgiving driver possible. New distance is out there. It takes a Maverick to find it. Explore Maverick drivers at CallawayGolf.com.
Born from 10 years of research and innovation, the shaft synonymous with high performance and unrivaled feel is back. Introducing the all-new Mottori X from Fujikura. Built to amplify the performance of today's driver heads with a reinforced bias core and a torsionally stiffened handle, Mottori X doesn't just add speed and stability, it multiplies it. Get custom fit from Mottori X today.
When I'm not on the golf course, you'll probably find me in a river. Sometimes I only have a short time to fish. Sometimes I'm out all day going from spot to spot. Either way, I always wrestle with transporting my fly rod. Well, I found the perfect solution. The River Quiver by Riversmith. Handcrafted and designed in Boulder, Colorado by fishermen for fishermen. This premium rooftop fly rod holder transports your fully assembled, fully rigged fly rod safely and securely so you're ready to fish. And it looks sick on the roof rack. Locked, loaded, ready to fish. Get your River Quiver at Riversmith.com.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Now back to Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you right here on Real Golf Radio. Give us a follow on Twitter, at Real Golf. And you can listen to the show, favorite podcaster sites, or just right there on Twitter. We'll upload the segments, the interviews, and shows in their entirety so you can listen at your convenience. This segment is brought to you by the all-new Black Desert Resort at Entrada in St. George, Utah. Check out blackdesertresort.com. They've got exclusive real estate opportunities available. You know, this new Weisskopf Design Championship golf course is just breaking ground. There's a simple message of Black Desert. It's remarkable within reach. Black Desert Resort beckons you to visit and stay for a lifetime. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced at blackdesertresort.com. And again, thanks so much for being with us. Great to visit with Weisskopf a couple weeks ago, and excited to see how this project continues to take shape as they're starting to move dirt here pretty quick. And as I mentioned, great opportunities to get in on some real estate, take advantage of not only some investment opportunities, but some, you know, reserve your place to stay and play when this thing is up and running in a couple of years. Really, really cool. Awesome stuff. So, Bob, I got to get back to this Masters thing a little bit. We were talking about shopping, you know. So Hoggard went with the Sox. I got to be honest. Sox. I haven't.
Come on.
I haven't really been all that blown away by the Sox. If they had like a stance sort of look to them, maybe I could go that route. The Masters ties are always a good option.
Masters ties. Yes, they are always a great option.
You know, they used to be really cool looking designs, but they were sort of cheapish kind of material. They've gone full out. They're expensive. Yeah. And nice now. They don't mess around. How many ties do you have, by the way?
I probably have four.
Yeah, I think that's... I probably have three. I think you got more ties than I do.
I might have five or six. It's always nice to bust one of those out, you know, wear it with a nice suit.
It does make a nice statement.
Logo on it. Yep, yeah, it does make a good statement.
You know, they redid the whole outdoor, we called it the outdoor, but it's the main shopping area. And it is like a Neiman Marcus kind of setup, you know, almost. But there's so many people in there. But what a cool experience. Won't be able to do that again this year because the patrons won't be there. But the online patron shopping experience is going to be coming out. Details still to follow. But sometime in early November, you know, I think about when you and I go in there, typically we go pretty much right to the hats because it takes some time, especially for me. I mean, you can get away with more. I don't have any hair, so it has to look just right on the old melon, you know? I played around with the bucket hats. In fact, I might even get one of those yellow bucket hats.
Yeah. Can't be the trucker style with the mesh in the back.
No, because then I get funny tan lines on my head. So, but yeah, you and I usually go right for the hats, and then we look and it seems like we're pretty consistent. We kind of like the retro look, you know, and those hats tend to go pretty quick, huh?
Yes, that's true. I always like the other place that I always like to go that I talked with Rex about is going to the t-shirts, and I'll get a couple different styles, but I make sure I get that one with my dad's name on the back of it. And then you like to jump into looking at leather stuff and also some of the nicer like pullover sweater, quarter
zip sweaters
and that kind of thing. Yep.
And I'm due for another one. I've kind of worn one out, but I got a couple. I got a sweater vest and a quarter zip that are both like just perfect. That it's going to be hard to replicate. I haven't been able to see those, but yes. Here's my take on it, Bob. I think I'm down with you. If you're going to go, everyone's going to want to buy a golf shirt. Well, guess what? Golf shirts that are going to be anywhere you go. I'm not talking Masters, U.S. Open, whatever.
Right.
Golf shirts are going to be expensive. And here's the problem with golf shirts. The collars don't last very long. and right. they shrink, they get worn out, you sweat in them. I mean, it's great to have a Masters golf shirt, but I kind of like your idea. You buy the t-shirts because, one, it doesn't matter if your t-shirt gets old and ratty, that makes them better, right? And mm-hmm. and then go for a high-end piece like a sweater vest or a quarter zip or, you know, something like that. To me, now those and usually those don't have a year on them. And so you can wear those over and over again. They become a great layering piece, and you don't wear them every day. You don't have the same they don't get the same abuse that maybe a golf shirt would be. So if you're going to go there, that's okay. Get your golf shirt, but the stuff that lasts, I'm telling you, from 20 years of experience, the stuff that lasts are the sweaters, sweater vests, you know, maybe a nice valuables pouch. Those are a good way mm-hmm. to go. Head covers, yep. putter covers, those are all great ways to go.
Like Rick said, the glasses, the tumblers.
Love the tumblers.
Yep.
And when he said you only get a couple of those, it's true because those are expensive.
But yes, they are. You know, as far as the shirts are concerned, I found in the last couple of years, I think the best shirt there is, I mean, you can spend a lot of money on shirts, but I think the best shirt there is the performance fabric shirt.
Mm.
And it seems to hold up. It seems to hold its color better, that kind of thing. So, you know, normally I'll pick up one of those.
You can get some name brand logoed stuff like Bobby Jones and things.
Yes.
But most of it has gone private label, Augusta or Clubhouse Collection or, you know, what have you, Augusta Nash. So when you say performance fabric, you're basically talking mm-hmm. about, think of your favorite sports brand and the yes. kind of performance material they use. It's that, but it just has the Augusta National, you know, logo
on it
instead, yep. brand logo instead of any other. So,
and it's branded Masters.
Yep.
Yeah. Masters collection or whatever.
Yeah. So it's great stuff. So if you're having a first time shopping experience, just understand that don't be disheartened in any way by seeing it being Augusta National. The stuff they put on there, it's sort of like what Costco does with their Kirkland Signature. It's going to be mm-hmm. good. It's going to be good quality, like really, really good quality.
It's going to be good stuff. The other thing a lot of people get are pin flags.
Oh, yeah.
Masters
oh, yeah.
pin flags. They'll have the year on. You know, this is kind of a remembrance that you can stick up on your wall in your house or in your office and, you know, remind you of being there at the Masters and that you were there that year. Other things that, you know, if it's bad weather or whatever, you know, umbrellas.
Oh, yeah.
Also rain gear. Or ponchos.
Let me tell you what, ponchos are cheap. The rain gear, very expensive. Yeah. Very, very expensive. Very expensive if you're going rain gear.
And it goes from very expensive to very, very expensive.
Yes. And you know what else is in the expensive category are the golf balls. Because if you want a souvenir golf ball, it's probably a Pro V1X. And with a Masters logo on it, you're gonna spend some dough for those collector golf balls.
But, you know, there's divot tools and
how about the keychains?
And keychains.
Keychains are nice.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, the two-pack deck of cards, I think they come in a two-pack, and I think they're like 14 bucks.
Yeah.
And you'd say, whoa, that's a lot for a deck of cards. Well, these things are all Masters out. Now, they do have some special ones that are like hand-painted, mm-hmm. you know, sort of artwork. And those, they come in a nice display box, and I think they sell for like 120 or something. I mean, they're expensive. You can go all out. Trust me. You can get some. Now, here's the other thing. How about the dog stuff too? Sorry, go ahead.
Oh yeah. Leashes, collars,
bowls.
Yeah. All Master stuff. The place that Brian really likes to go is up into the upper level, up in the back corner that has all the Tiffany.
Well, Miss
Logo Tiffany.
Miss Gina got a chance to come with me. And so we threw down for the Tiffany Masters bracelet the year. I told her I'm not getting her a Tiffany Masters bracelet until she comes with me. She came with me, and she wears that thing every day. She absolutely loves it. So, I do like grabbing a little. In fact, it's the only place that you can buy Tiffany jewelry outside of a Tiffany store, from what I understand. It's an exclusive agreement that Augusta National has with Tiffany.
You still get the blue box.
Yes, you do. Yep. It's pretty fantastic. They also have collector coins.
Dooney & Burke purses.
Yes.
With the Masters logo on them.
Now that's another one. They used to sell Dooney & Burke Masters. Now it's just Masters logo.
Masters.
There's no Dooney & Burke on it, but it's essentially a Dooney & Burke purse. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Did we just go through a whole segment talking about Masters?
We did.
Are we excited? No, or what? We're a month away. We're all geeking out on shopping. I mean, it's
posters, artwork. There's all kinds of stuff in there. And, you know, and we know exactly what's in there because we've been in there like many,
oh,
many
too much, times. Too much. Oh, my gosh. I don't even want to know. If you were to add it up over 20 years, pretty safe to say it would exceed that number in thousands of dollars between over the 20 years. Not that it was all for me, but, you know, again, like Rex said, you get family and friends and everybody's like, hey, can you just yeah, of course I will. So,
oh, and one more thing.
Yes.
Scotty Cameron putters, if you can get your hands on one.
We have had a chance to get a couple of those over the years, and those are pretty special. Yeah, those are quite the collector's item. So.
I saw one on an auction, just a regular answer one, the other day. The initial bid was $500, and it sold for $4,000.
Yeah, I was going to say, $500 is what the guy paid for it, so... pretty remarkable. All right, we got to take a short break. When we come back, with a little spotlight on Xander Schauffele. Guy's playing some good golf right now. Here we are a month ahead of the Masters. Xander's a guy that's due to win a major championship. We'll go through it next right here on Real Golf Radio. Hey guys, BT here, and Bob and I are two happy customers of Barbecue Pit Stop. I'm absolutely in love with my new Yoder YS640S. This is the most versatile smoker grill I've ever used, and its Wi-Fi makes it a cinch. I feel like a barbecue pit master. Hey, whatever you need from grills and smokers to rubs and sauces, Barbecue Pit Stop has it for you in one of their three locations, Lehigh, Salt Lake, or Layton, or online at barbecuepitstop.com.
I'm Bob Casper with the Casby Real Estate Group, where we have more than 40 years of combined real estate experience in Utah. We understand that the way people buy and sell is rapidly changing, and life's biggest moves can be a stressful experience. At the Casby Real Estate Group, we provide cutting-edge technology, innovative marketing strategies, and skilled negotiation to help you reach your goals. We care about what you care about, and our most important partnership is with you. That's why I'm with Casby Real Estate Group at iPro Realty Network, where we pride ourselves on life's biggest moves simplified.
Temperatures are rising, and you know what that means. It's time to turn your water on your sprinklers. Turn to the experts at Mountain Land Supply to get you the right products for your yard. Mountain Land Supply is an exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. That means the golf pros and superintendents trust Mountain Land Supply and Rainbird for their sprinklers, controllers, pipe, and everything they need to irrigate the golf courses. Shop where the pros shop. Go to mountainlandsupply.com to find the location nearest you.
Introducing the Amazing Rewards for Business 321 program. With the Amazing Rewards for Business Visa credit card from Zions Bank, you earn 3 points for select business purchases, 2 points for travel, and 1 point for all other purchases. Learn more about the Amazing Rewards 321 program at zionsbank.com or your local Zions Bank. Zions Bank, we haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Zions Bank, a division of ZBNA, member FDIC.
This is Brian Taylor. There are things in your life that stand out as significant, game changers even. They impact everything else you do. I'm not overstating when I say my choice to have LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision was one of those. Growing up, I had good vision. I never wanted glasses. One day in college, I realized I couldn't see the whiteboard. Finally, I broke down, I got glasses and contacts, and I was introduced to the world of irritated and dry eyes, contact solution, broken glasses, you name it. Finally, I had LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. This was a game changer. No more contacts, no more solution, no more glasses. Instantly, I could see. It was so easy and it worked. My only regret was waiting so long. Hoops Vision is world-renowned, and with the latest technology, they give you more options than ever. Do yourself a favor. Go to hoopsvision.com right now and schedule your free consultation. And mention Real Golf Radio and save $1,000 off your LASIK procedure. Hoops Vision is your key to making sure nothing gets between you and your life focus. It's one of those moments you'll always remember.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Now back to Brian and Bob.
Welcome back, Real Golf Radio, Brian and Bob. This segment brought to you in part by Odyssey, the number one putter in golf. And we appreciate Rex Hoggard for joining us this hour. Coming up on the back nine, we'll catch up with America's favorite caddy and continue the conversation as we count down a month to the Masters. CJ Cup normally at Nine Bridges, but this year at Shadow Creek. We'll talk more about that. Xander Schauffele having himself a tournament. And wanted to spotlight Xander Schauffele, Bob, as we look a month away to the next major championship. Xander's the guy I got my eye on. He's played 13 majors. He's got 7 top 10s, 5 top 5s, 2 runners up. I mean, the guy is... He's a 4-time winner on tour. He has got some game, and if you don't have him in your short list, I think you're leaving money on the table.
Yeah, you know, he does really well in U.S. Opens. He hasn't finished worse than 6th place in a U.S. Open. His first time he played the Masters, which is coming up here in November, he finished tied for 50th, but he finished tied for 2nd last year with Brooks Koepka and DJ. So behind Tiger. So, yeah, you got to be looking for Xander Schauffele. He's a great player, and he's had some great success, top 10s, a lot of top 10s in majors.
We always look at guys at Augusta and how they're trending in their in their experiences. Guys typically start to figure the golf course out, and you see a trend. Normally, when we go back and look at a winner, you start seeing a trend where they've gotten better and better each year. For him to go to 50th, first of all, make his cut and finish 50th in his first attempt, and then be right there in contention the second go-round, I mean, that's pretty darn impressive.
Yeah, it's very impressive, and I think he's going to be right there again.
All right, well, there you go. We'll see how Xander, the X-Man, plays at Augusta National. He is a guy very well may pick up his 5th win on tour this week at Shadow Creek. Stay tuned. The Back 9, hour number 2, is coming up next right here on Real Golf Radio.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jobless claims on the rise, with about 898,000 filing for unemployment benefits for the first time last week. That's about 70,000 more than analysts had predicted. Republican senators on the Senate Judiciary Committee say they will vote on Tuesday to subpoena Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey after censoring stories from the New York Post about Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden.
A lot of information, the Steele dossier, was all over the place. They never blocked that. All the allegations about Russian collusion and Trump and every other idea that Trump may have done something bad, nobody blocked that. So what we're going to do is we're going to finally have an accounting that's long overdue.
Chairman of that committee, South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Facebook recently announced an update to Instagram DMs by introducing a new Messenger experience in the app. More than a billion people already use Messenger. They are bringing some of the best Messenger features to Instagram.
I'm Adam Mosseri. I'm the head of Instagram. I'm excited to talk to you today about some of the new messaging features we've got coming out. One of the features I'm most excited about is the fact that people are going to be able to message across apps. So you're going to be able to message your friends on Facebook or on Instagram and vice versa. Now, this isn't going to change who you can message or who you can message you. You're still in complete control of both of those things. In fact, we've even built some new controls that are more granular that allow you to decide who exactly can message you. But you'll be able to manage your messages from one app should you so choose. And we think that's critically important, and we also think it's critically important that people have control over their experience.
For more information, please visit the Facebook newsroom at about.fb.com/news.
President Trump's top negotiator and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi plan to regroup on Thursday for talks on a new stimulus package as President Trump continues to push for a deal before the November 3rd election. Forced to negotiate a comprehensive package because Pelosi refuses to deal with issues in standalone bills, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said Wednesday night the administration's top priority is unlocking approximately $300 billion approved in the initial large stimulus package. President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden won't debate, but they'll still be competing tonight. NBC's Today Show, Savannah Guthrie saying,
the president and Joe Biden were supposed to face off in their second debate, a town hall debate, but the debate commission decided to switch it to a virtual event because of COVID concerns. At that point, the president said he would not take part in a virtual debate. Joe Biden decided to schedule a town hall on another network, and now the president is doing the same.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Instead of debating in person, President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden held competing town halls on different networks in different cities. The president spending a portion of his time discussing the coronavirus and the upcoming election on NBC in Miami. Meanwhile, in Philadelphia, Biden covered a number of subjects on ABC, including fracking, the Supreme Court, and the 1994 crime bill. As far as how both candidates were treated, former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer says,
I spent 21 years in Washington as a press secretary, and I've always known Republicans have an uphill fight. Democrats get softball questions, Republicans get hardball questions. But then Donald Trump came along, and anything I thought was hard, it's almost impossible for Trump. The bias of the media and the way they come at him, I watched the ABC town hall because I wanted to see how biased it might be. I wanted to see the type of questions the audience was asking. I can tell you this because I watched a little bit of Savannah during commercials. She interrupted Donald Trump more in 60 seconds than George Stephanopoulos did to Joe Biden in 60 minutes.
President Trump was asked to denounce white supremacy, which he did now for at least the 10th time. Meanwhile, former Vice President Biden wasn't asked anything about his son's email and the latest scandal going on with Hunter Biden. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The second nine, the finishing holes, the closing stretch. It starts now. Here's the back nine, our number two of Real Golf Radio. With the steady stripe it down the middle, make every putt because it's in your blood, Bob Casper, and that better lucky than good handled dragon flipper, Brian Taylor. Here's Brian and Bob.
Hey, welcome in. It's the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob with you here on the show. Reminder, you can hit us up online, realgolfradio.com. Twitter handle is at Real Golf. Facebook and Instagram at Real Golf Radio is where you can find us. And of course, you can download us at any of your favorite podcaster sites. So we appreciate your support. We appreciate you being with us. You're sharing your comments as well on our Twitter handle at Real Golf. Still to come this hour, we're going to welcome in America's favorite caddy. We'll have a conversation with the caddy. He's driving around southern Utah into Colorado, back from Las Vegas and into LA. And, you know, he's kind of had a little bit of a road trip around the West doing some yardage books and getting things ready for the tour players as they continue to embark on this new adjusted schedule. But I got to tell you, Bob, I'm loving watching this CJ Cup at Shadow Creek. This is a beautiful golf course. If you think there's a way we can get on that, we should do it. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know if there's a way. You know, it's owned by MGM. So, you know, maybe if we went and stayed at MGM, we could play.
There we go.
I don't know.
Now, see, and that's the thing is, first, when you say, I don't know, that's the wrong answer. There's always a way, Bob.
There's always a way.
That's what you got to be thinking. That's a mantra we got to look at. Because if their PGA Tour players, the best players in the world, are saying these are the best putting surfaces they've ever putted, well, that's something I want to experience.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Let's give it a go.
Yeah, we'll ask the caddy about that. We'll see. I loved Rex Hoggard's comment from hour number one. He said, you know, tour players have a bit of a short-term memory problem, so probably going to be gushing about Augusta's greens and saying, oh, yeah, I don't even remember Shadow Creek. Were they any good?
Yeah,
but right. Yeah, for the time being,
what have, they're, you done, what have you done for me lately?
There is something to be said about that, isn't there? So, yeah. Hey, we got a lot to get into. We haven't talked about Hoodiegate. I mean,
no.
Just when you think golf can't get any goofier, we start arguing about hoodies. So we got to talk about that coming up. Also, Brooks Koepka, in his return, hasn't exactly blown the doors off, but it is good to see him playing golf again. We'll Absolutely. Tell you about what this injury has been all about, an eight-week rehab. We haven't seen him since August. So, you know, what exactly did you expect? Of course, Brooks said, I expect to win. That would be a good week, because I would be winning. So he's dropping that. We'll get into that. You know, the rest of the leaderboard and some other stories as well. So we are 1 month away from the Masters, as I'm going to coin it, a fall classic unlike any other. Hello, there friends, and welcome. Should be a good time. We'll look forward to that. We'll talk about it all coming up this week, or this hour. And the caddy joins us in just a few minutes as well. Thanks for joining us. Brian and Bob with you right here on Real Golf Radio. How did Callaway create their most advanced tour ball ever? They took Chrome Soft, the ball that changed the ball, and started from scratch, re-engineering every aspect of Chrome Soft from cover to core to make their best-performing tour ball even better. Callaway invested significantly in their U.S.-based golf ball facility in Chicopee, Massachusetts, in order to achieve the next level of innovation. There, they built a new Chrome Soft with a larger dual soft fast core, a new high-speed mantle system, and a thinner urethane cover to deliver an unmatched combination of speed, consistency, spin, and control for complete performance. And now the new 2020 Chrome Soft and Chrome Soft X are both available with alignment enhancing triple track technology, so you'll have that performance lined up from tee to green. This ball changes everything. Get your new Chrome Soft or Chrome Soft X golf balls today at CallawayGolf.com. When it comes to putting, alignment is arguably the most important part of the equation.
Which is why Odyssey continues to set the standard for performance with the new triple track putters.
Three distinct alignment lines are now centered on every triple track putter head.
It's shocking how much easier it is to get it lined up.
You know, it's the same visual technology used to land jets on aircraft carriers.
It's that reliable and that accurate.
And once you're lined up correctly, you can focus on making a great stroke with the Stroke Lab shaft.
Get lined up with the new triple track putters at odysseygolf.com.
Odyssey, the number one putter in golf.
You might remember our supercomputer, that number-crunching golf junkie that harnessed its AI brilliance to create Flash Fades, a technology that unlocked performance never before seen in a driver. Well, after our supercomputer nailed the whole making a driver go farther thing, we gave it a new challenge, to design faces for the number one irons in golf. So our Maverick engineers meticulously programmed our supercomputer. It was churning and machine learning until... Boom! Maverick irons! A breakthrough in iron construction with uniquely designed faces throughout every set. Highly optimized performance for every type of play. We're talking explosive distance, incredible ball speed, and pin-seeking control. As for the supercomputer... It's training for its next assignment. Maverick from Callaway, the number one irons in golf.
Have you heard? There's an all-new experience coming to St. George, Utah. Black Desert Resort at Entrada is a full community resort experience featuring a resort hotel, private residences, world-class dining and shopping, a Tom Weisskopf-designed championship golf course, and so much more. With a simple message of remarkable within reach, Black Desert Resort beckons you to visit and even stay for a lifetime. Exclusive real estate opportunities are available at blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort at Entrada, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Now back to Real Golf Radio with Brian and Bob.
Welcome back. Brian and Bob with you right here on Real Golf Radio. It's brought to you in part by Callaway Golf and the Maverick Driver Hybrid Fairway Woods. Check it out at CallawayGolf.com. And I'll tell you what, there's new distance out there, but it takes a Maverick to find it. And it's been a good year for the Maverick. It's fun to play. Goes a long ways. If you haven't tried it, well, you're missing out. And you know, it's kind of running. We'll see. I haven't heard any rumblings about a Maverick replacement, but that's the kind of stuff you usually hear more around January time frame. But you know, we'll see. Haven't heard anything, but they did announce their new iron lineup this week. Definitely need to go check those out. They are some serious eye candy. I can't wait to have a chance to swing those. All right, Bob, we got a lot to get to. CJ Cup, normally at Nine Bridges, is at Shadow Creek this week. Mm-hmm. And, of course, due to the COVID-19 and the travel schedule, this is a fantastic golf course. I'm loving the pictures. I hope to have an opportunity to play it one day, but it's just absolutely stunning. And Xander Schauffele, how about that? 65, 64? The guy's playing 68, 64. He's playing some fantastic golf. Just absolutely lit it up.
At 66, 64.
Somewhere in between there. Yes, thank you. Thank you. I was looking at the leaderboard, and I didn't have it open in front of me, and I'd looked at about four scores. Anyway, yes, thank you for correcting me. But the 64 on Friday is the one I want to focus on. Seven under, seven birdies in a row, 29 on his opening nine, which was the back nine, and that seems to be the one that guys are able to take advantage of.
Yeah, seven birdies on the back nine, birdied 11, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18. You got to like it when that happens. You get on a string like that where the highest score you have over those seven holes is a four, and you've got a couple of twos and three threes, and your scorecard's not going to add up very quickly.
29. I'm sure you've 29. Shot 29 before, huh?
I have shot 29 before.
Yeah. I played a little one-man scramble at the club last week, which is the first time I've ever done that. It's basically you get two shots. You basically get a mulligan for every shot. And I shot 30. I had a putt for 29 on the ninth hole, and I didn't make
awesome.
It. And as a scramble, Xander didn't have that. He was just all on his own, just freaking lighting it up. That's how good these guys are. But the other guy I wanted to mention is Tyrrell Hatton. Tyrrell Hatton won last week, and as I've been watching him, I think he won over in Europe. He's got off to a good start here in Vegas. He seems like a guy. I mean, he's always smiling. He had a couple of funny rulings. He seems like a guy I could like, Bob. And I know it's a Ryder Cup year. It's skipped to next year. But, you know, typically Tyrrell Hatton is the guy on the other side that's, taking that Ryder Cup away from us. So sometimes you want to root against these Europeans. But I think he's a guy that I could have some fun not only rooting for, but hanging around, playing some golf with. He just seems like that kind of a guy.
Well, he's one this year once on the PGA Tour already. He won at the Arnold Palmer Invitational before we went to COVID. And, you know, throughout his travels on the European Tour, he's won five times, including the BMW Championship last week there at Wentworth. And prior to that, he won the Turkish Airlines Open in a playoff. But he's a great player. He seems like he's always got a smile on his face. He's enjoying what he's doing. He's happy with life, and it's fun to watch. Fun to watch him play.
I'm interested to see what he does in major championships. He's played in a bunch of them. Just looking at his stats and his finish, he hasn't really contended. He's missed a lot of cuts in majors. He's got looks like fifth place is his best finish in a major championship, and most recently has missed the cut in his last two major championship appearances. So that's the U.S. Open and the PGA Championship. So,
He's missed 10 cuts. He has a tied for fifth and two tied for sixths and two tied for 10th. So five top 10s in majors, which is he keeps knocking at the door, which is good.
Yeah, well, he's coming up to the Masters. Again, that's what we're kind of looking forward to a month from now. He missed the cut in his first attempt, 44th and 56th, his finishes in his three Masters appearances. So not exactly trending in that direction, but again, a player that right now has a lot of confidence and is playing some good golf and probably will be chasing down Xander the rest of this weekend. And Xander Schauffele with that 64, as you mentioned, was super impressive. And he's a guy, when you talk about major championships, seven of the 13 he's played in, he's had top 10s, five of those top fives, two runners-up finishes, and then a fifth and a second in his two Masters appearances. So X is going to be a factor, no doubt about it, when it comes to Augusta in November. Bob, one of the guys we got to mention is Brooks Koepka. Good to see him back. Anxious to see how he was going to be able to play. What are your thoughts on his explaining a little bit more about his injury, that tear in the knee that was basically destroying his whole golf game? It made him compromise on all kinds of factors within his swing. And after 8 weeks off, he feels like he's ready to get back after it. Game maybe not quite there, but you would expect that, right?
Yeah, you would expect that. When you've got to stay off a knee that's still healing, a torn labrum, those things require some time. And, you know, he's basically had 3 months off, but since the PGA Championship. So so we all know that he hurt his knee. And last year, you know, just like Tiger, just like Dustin Johnson, he hurt his knee as well, and he decided to go to stem cell to repair it. So he came back, he played, he played some good golf. But what happened is last year in Korea, he slipped on some wet pavement, and he kind of re-tore that tendon in his knee. So when he took this time off, stem cells again, and then worked on resting and rehabilitating that torn labrum in his hip. So now here he is. He had to miss the Tour Championship, the playoffs. He missed the U.S. Open, but he's getting himself back in shape to be able to contend at the Masters or play the Masters. And he's playing this week, and it's good to have him back as compared to like Dustin Johnson, who had to sit out this week because of COVID, and next week. But he will play the week before the Masters in Houston. So, some of the top players. Ian Brooks has also slipped outside the top 10 as far as world rankings. So it's good to have him back, no doubt about it.
Well, he's going to play some events. He needs to get some reps. I'm sure he'll play next week, and then, you know, we'll see from there. But he's got to get some reps in and get himself ready for Augusta, where he's coming off a T2 just behind Tiger Woods last year at Augusta, and I'm sure he's got his eyes set on a green jacket. He'd love to have Tiger Woods. I mean, think about it. How many more Masters is Tiger going to win? You know, it's hard to say. You don't want to ever put anything past Tiger, and he's certainly, you know, been the most prolific Masters champion of this generation since Jack, really, of in all time, other than Jack Nicklaus. So it's possible that he'll win another one, but there's not very many more opportunities for Tiger Woods to slip the green jacket on you in the ceremony post Masters on Sunday evening, and that's something that's pretty special.
And remember, it almost went back and forth a couple of times just with Tiger and Phil Mickelson at one point. There when
it did, you know, 2004,
early
Phil
2000s.
Yeah. Phil won in 04. Where's he put it on Phil in 04? Cause Wiersey was the defending champ from 03. And then Phil put it on Tiger in 05 and Tiger put it back on Phil in 06. So, four, five and six went Phil, Tiger, Phil. And, who would have thought that we wouldn't see another green jacket from Tiger Woods until last year after that 2005 Masters, and Phil would go on to win it in 2010 again. And you thought, man, here's Phil. He's going to chase Tiger down and pick up a green jacket and start matching Tiger. Nope, not going to happen. Tiger extends his lead in the jacket category.
Yeah, so Phil has three, Tiger has five.
Exactly. It was close. All right, hey, we got a couple minutes left, but I got to bring up Hoodie Gate, Bob. We mentioned this. I turned on my social media and I see everybody going bananas about a hoodie or several hoodies that were out there. And I had to think, I'm like, okay, let me just not do an instant over emotional overreaction like most people do on social media. Let me just sit and think about this for a minute. And I was like, okay, people are saying that this isn't golf decorum, that hoodies aren't acceptable attire. Exactly, for golf. I mean,
stuffy.
I guess I never thought about it. I get the collared shirt idea, which is being challenged, of course, by Tiger's, you know, sort of Henley that he wears. But apparently that's enough of a collar that it's okay because Tiger wears it. And the guys wore it back in your dad's day. The mock is okay, apparently. So, I mean, we've been wearing shorts. Golf shoes have shifted to more sports and tennis shoes than ever before. And so I thought hoodie. what part of a hoodie is out of character or out of order, if you will, for golf? I honestly can't think. So you're telling me if it has a quarter zipper in the front and no hood, you're perfectly fine. Take that zipper away, add a hood. Oh my gosh, the whole place is going to hell in a handbasket. I mean, what are we doing here, Bob? My thought is, if you want to swing with a hoodie, more power to you. To me, it would bug me to have that hood flapping around behind me in my swing. That's the only thing that I guess that I would think. But if it was cold enough, I might actually put the hood right up on top of my head.
Yeah, and that's, you know, with him looking at that BMW Championship trophy at Wentworth, you know, he had the hoodie up on top of his head. But, you know, it's not just a regular cotton hoodie with strings hanging down. This is a really nice hoodie that he's wearing, you know, by one of the major manufacturers and their clothing line, and he was wearing it, and it looks really nice. But I think what you need to do is not worry so much about maybe the decorum of your clothing and that kind of thing, and including more people, especially kids and stuff like that, into the game to help this game grow.
So you're telling me if you got strings and a pocket in the pouch front, that it's not okay. But if there's no pouch pocket and no strings hanging down, hoodies are okay. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to put it on you, Bob, but I think that's what people, that's the mindset that people,
that's what people are. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, you know what? Just play golf. We want to be more like every other sport, then allow more sport type clothing out there and get out there and enjoy the game and play comfortably. Stay warm, be able to have the movement that you desire, and everybody quit getting so up in arms about silly things. All right, we got to take a short break. We'll come back. Caddy joins us next. Hey, when you're not hunting birdies on the golf course, you may just want to hunt or shoot. Get some guns and ammo. Yeah, it's what you want. It's also the name of the store. Stop in one of the four locations along the Wasatch Front with Get Some Guns and Ammo stores in Murray, Orem, Layton, and Tooele. A great selection of firearms, an indoor shooting range for rifle, pistols, and shotguns, and Get Some has a large selection of range gun rentals so you can try it before you buy it. Beginners are welcome. Come and learn from the experts at Get Some Guns and Ammo, open 7 days a week.
Introducing the Amazing Rewards for Business 321 program. With the Amazing Rewards for Business Visa credit card from Zions Bank, you earn 3 points for select business purchases, 2 points for travel, and 1 point for all other purchases. Learn more about the Amazing Rewards 321 program at ZionsBank.com or your local Zions Bank. Zions Bank, we haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Zions Bank, a division of ZBNA, member FDIC.
This is Brian Taylor. There are things in your life that stand out as significant, game changers even. They impact everything else you do. I'm not overstating when I say my choice to have LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision was one of those. Growing up, I had good vision. I never wanted glasses. One day in college, I realized I couldn't see the whiteboard. Finally, I broke down, I got glasses and contacts, and I was introduced to the world of irritated and dry eyes, contact solution, broken glasses, you name it. Finally, I had LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. This was a game changer. No more contacts, no more solution, no more glasses. Instantly, I could see. It was so easy and it worked. My only regret was waiting so long. Hoops Vision is world renowned, and with the latest technology, they give you more options than ever. Do yourself a favor. Go to hoopsvision.com right now and schedule your free consultation. And mention Real Golf Radio and save $1,000 off your LASIK procedure. Hoops Vision is your key to making sure nothing gets between you and your life focus. It's one of those moments you'll always remember.
You might know Mountainland Supply for its plumbing products, but did you know Mountainland Supply also carries landscaping, irrigation supplies, and tools? They can help you design and calculate the exact feet of pipe, sprinkler heads, and nozzles to use for your yard. Using smartphone technology, you can even control your watering with state-of-the-art controllers. For all your landscaping needs, go to mountainlandsupply.com to find the location nearest you.
Hi, fellow sports fans. It's Ned Siegfried. What would we do without sports? Following our favorite sports teams, whether it be the Jazz or the Utes or the Cougs, takes our mind off the many challenges in life. Accidents and their resulting injuries are certainly unexpected challenges that many people are forced to deal with. If you're one of these people, we'd love to talk to you about your situation. Call us at 801-222-2222. We'll talk to you for free. Or visit us at SiegfriedandJensen.com.
Now back to Real Golf Radio, talking golf back when 300-yard drives were big. For real, here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you right here on Real Golf Radio. This segment brought to you by Callaway and the new Chrome Soft and Chrome Soft X golf ball. Check it out at CallawayGolf.com.
There are bag rats. And then there are caddies. Baby. Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Yeah, caddy joins us weekly right here on Real Golf Radio. You know, Bob, I was just on the driving range at the club the other day, and somebody came up to me, and they were talking to me about the show, and, oh, man, they said, I love listening to your show. You guys do such a great job. And the caddy, I love the caddy. And you know what? Everybody loves the caddy. What's up, man?
Caddy's mama loves the caddy. I know that for sure.
Hey, don't limit your fan club. You're well-loved all over the world.
Yes, you are.
Well, there may be a few women who might disagree with that opinion, but
I'm not even going to give you credit for that. Sorry.
Well, thank you very little.
Caddy's trying to play off that he leaves. He's got broken hearts left strewn across the world. That's impressive, though.
No, caddies don't do that. They don't.
Oh, okay.
No, not at all.
Right.
That's just a rumor. A lot of the stereotypes aren't true.
I love it. I love it. Well, Caddy, we've been a little bit silly today. I don't know if silly is the word. Giddy, probably more appropriate, because Augusta National did announce that they are going to have an online patron shopping experience. So while, you know, most of us will not be able to attend the Masters this year, which will be being played a month from now, we will be able to go online for those of us with credentials or tickets and do some shopping. And so we've been talking about all the things we like to buy at Augusta. But we've realized we have a bit of a problem. It's a little out of hand. We spend a lot of money at the pro shop.
It's impossible to go to the Masters and not walk out of there. At least what's the average number of trips you have to make to get back and forth to the car? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Well, what they've done, Caddy, is they've created a UPS facility there. So when you walk out of the pro shop with your bags of stuff, you can turn to the left, go up the stairs, and right to the UPS, and they will box it up and send it home to you.
Send it, baby.
I'm telling you what. They set the bar. They just continue to set the bar. They raise the bar. You can't even reach that bar, can you? It's crazy.
They are, though. And that's what's so kind of humorous about this week, that all the players commenting that they have never putted finer putting surfaces than they have this week. And I'm hearing Augusta back there going, hey, in a month they're going to be like, hold my beer.
Well, I think it's – I walked on the surfaces last week, and I can vouch for that. I've never seen finer-looking putting surfaces. And so I'd say – I'm going to call it a tie.
Mm, wow.
Mm,
yeah.
Wow. They don't get much play there at Shadow Creek.
They may get less play at Shadow Creek. Well, they probably used to get less play at Shadow Creek than they did at Augusta. But I'm guessing. But, no, it was just Purina. I mean, the place was so pure. It just, wow. tremendous.
That's a golf term, Brian.
Can you imagine being the
Purina.
First?
Yeah, but it makes me think Purina. Of meow, 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 meow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also abbreviated as dog chow, but that doesn't sound like it should fit together. So we just say Purina.
Purina.
Can you imagine being the first tour player on that course on Monday in the practice round? There hasn't been a divot made out there. The entire place is pristine. And you probably don't even want to take a divot. Like, I don't want to mess it up. You know, it's so pure. What a beautiful place. If you ever get a chance to play Shadow Creek, you better take advantage of it.
Gotta do it.
It's unique. But anyway, I've been going on too much about it. I'll try to. I'll mark.
I'll mark.
Somebody else.
I'll mark.
Somebody else play.
I like what Rex Hager from the Golf Channel in the first hour said. Tour players have short-term memories. So he said, I think they were saying similar things about Wingfoot a month ago. So anyway, I kind of like this comment. That's sort of how we are, I guess, a little bit in golf. It's what's right in front of us, and I'm sure that everybody will be gushing about the greens at Augusta come a month from now when they're playing in the Masters. A fall classic unlike any other, I believe, is going to be Jim Nance's new mantra.
How about that? It's going to be great. The only thing is, it's going to be really weird to not hear the Amen Corner cheers going through the golf course. That's going to be bizarre. That's such a big part of it. It's kind of like the crowd at the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
You got to have the flat crowd to play the Ryder Cup. Well, you don't have to have the cheers to play the Masters, but it's just different. But, hey, a lot of things are different right now, and they're not going to be different forever. So just hang on in there. Let's be glad we're playing. I think it's been amazing how the year's gone in professional golf in the United States from any measure at all. So well handled. Surprised me that it's worked so well. Happily surprised. Presently surprised. I can't even speak. I'm so just...
excited.
Beside myself, apparently. Apparently, I just put, yeah.
So,
like I said,
okay.
I'll mark. Somebody else has got to play this hole. Let's go. This is like
okay,
the Ryder
mark,
Cup. Yeah, you
mark
take
and,
this.
And I'll ask you another question. So, we've seen it in baseball. We've seen it in football, how you kind of get the little kind of seeping in of the crowd noise and stuff like that. You know, whoever's broadcasting or whatever kind of pumps that in a little bit. CBS has always been, you know, you hear the birds chirping and stuff like that, and people call up and say that bird doesn't have habitat there, so you shouldn't be playing that or whatever. Do you think they're going to pump in some audio of fans?
I don't know. The baseball guy, whoever did the baseball on the first broadcast that Fox did, he's the legend for faux sound in sports. It's
faux
a little
sound.
Weird
like
watching
that.
The
faux
NFL
sound.
Listening. Yeah, faux sound. It's a little weird watching the NFL to me with some of the fake noise. I kind of get it, but I don't know. I think I'd rather do without the faux crowd noise. Personally. So I don't know. I don't know what CBS is planning on doing. I would think no, that they wouldn't put any faux noises in there.
I'm going to go with no also, Caddy.
I think it's
too authentic.
No.
Yeah.
I think Augusta's too authentic.
Well, let's put it this way. I think the Masters can stand on its own 2 feet just fine. So that's my opinion.
So, Caddy, real quick, I mentioned we were being a little bit silly about our Masters purchases. Do you have one item from the Masters, or it's probably not fair because you probably have actual authentic Caddy gear or of some kind.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, but did you buy anything? Have you bought anything that you're like, okay, if you were there for this year, for instance, what is it that you're going to buy? Because I made the point that sometimes people will want to, they're insistent on buying a golf shirt. We all know golf shirts don't last. The collars wear out, they shrink up after a few washes. They get beat up with all, you know, while you're actually playing. My recommendation is that you go with a, a layering piece of some kind, because, you know, they don't quite take on the abuse and they seem to be a little more timeless.
Yeah, that's not a bad choice. I'm not a big merchandise person, but you got to go with a hat. Now, granted, that's going to wear out, but you can still keep it forever. And, of course, the hat that we would get caddying, you just can't get.
No, you can't.
That's one of the beautiful things. That's one of the beautiful things about the Masters, is there is exclusive stuff that you just can't buy. The yardage book, the hat, you're never going to get out of there with the overalls anymore. I'm not saying right. that I was able to acquire any previously. I'm not saying that. But you're not getting away with that anymore. and so that's from a caddy point of view, that's the caddy thing.
What about divot tools? Yeah, divot tools.
All right.
I love the divot tools.
Tennis shoes. Do you remember the FootJoy caddy tennis shoes?
Yep. Absolutely. I absolutely. And am I imagining things, Bob, or did they have a green symbol on them?
They had a green FootJoy symbol on them and green soles on the bottom.
Right. Now, I'm not I can tell you that I have a stash of all the stuff that I've collected over the years. I haven't yet really put it in a commemorative room or anything like that yet, but I have it all stashed away, and I just might have a pair of unused caddy tennis shoes from the Masters in that.
I want to see a picture.
Well, it's going to take me hours to dig through to get it, because that's from 1991 or something. So that's going back.
You have unused FootJoy Masters issued tennis shoes, caddy shoes?
I do, size 13.
Well, I definitely couldn't wear those, but you should definitely break those out. I got to see those. Send us a picture of those, will you?
Caddy has tough shoes to fill, no doubt about it.
Tough or just big shoes?
Well, yeah, at least big.
Yeah.
I don't know about tough. Yeah, yeah. That's patting myself on the back. Well, you know, caddies, you got to pat yourself on the back, because you're going to get punched enough. You might as well learn how to pat yourself on the back when you're a caddy.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's right.
Fair enough.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Hang on, Caddy. We're up against a break. Let's take a short one. We'll come back. We got some more questions for you around the play this weekend and this week at the CJ Cup, as well as looking forward to the Masters and some of your favorites. We'll do that next as the Caddy continues with us right here on Real Golf Radio.
Born from 10 years of research and innovation, the shaft synonymous with high performance and unrivaled feel is back. Introducing the all-new Mottori X from Fujikura. Built to amplify the performance of today's driver heads with a reinforced bias core and a torsionally stiffened handle, Mottori X doesn't just add speed and stability, it multiplies it. Get custom fit from Mottori X today.
When I'm not on the golf course, you'll probably find me in a river. Sometimes I only have a short time to fish. Sometimes I'm out all day going from spot to spot. Either way, I always wrestle with transporting my fly rod. Well, I found the perfect solution. The River Quiver by Riversmith. Handcrafted and designed in Boulder, Colorado by fishermen for fishermen. This premium rooftop fly rod holder transports your fully assembled, fully rigged fly rod safely and securely so you're ready to fish. And it looks sick on the roof rack. Locked, loaded, ready to fish. Get your River Quiver at Riversmith.
At Callaway, we've spent years obsessing over how to deliver golfers a better tour ball. New materials were discovered. Recipes were fine-tuned. Then, finally, all the blood, sweat, and late nights in the lab produced Chrome Soft, the ball that changed the ball. Soon, Callaway was the fastest-growing major golf ball brand in the game. You'd think after such a feat, we sat back and cracked a cold one. No way. Come on, man. That wasn't enough. Instead, our engineers set out to achieve the next big thing, a complete reinvention. That's right. We blew it all up and doubled down big time, investing in our Massachusetts ball plant with state-of-the-art machinery and expanding our team of progressive thinking engineers, all in pursuit of a revolution in golf ball innovation. So, here we are, a new Chrome Soft with game-changing distance, incredible feel, and exceptional control. Our highest quality and most consistent tour ball imaginable. The new Chrome Soft 2020. This ball changes everything.
Those who know love heading to St. George, Utah for year-round fun, especially golf. But where to stay is always a challenge, and getting a tee time can be tough. What if there was a Scottsdale-style golf resort in St. George where you can stay and play? And what if you could own your own residence there? Well, now there is. Introducing Black Desert Resort at Entrada. The second and final chapter of the Entrada vision offers a full community with exceptional amenities from residential villages, hiking trails through preserved lava flows, spa, world-class dining and shopping, and a Tom Weisskopf championship golf course. It's literally an outdoor paradise that will strengthen family bonds and make lifelong memories. That's life at Black Desert. Find out how you can stake your claim at blackdesertresort.com. blackdesertresort.com. Exclusive real estate opportunities are available now. Black Desert Resort at Entrada. Unlike anything you've experienced before.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Now back to Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. This segment is brought to you in part by Callaway Golf and the new Apex MB irons. If you haven't seen them, get out to CallawayGolf.com and do some drooling. That's all I can say about that. Drool over those, plus the X-Forge CB, which are also available. They are good stuff at CallawayGolf.com. All right, continuing now with the caddy. And, you know, we left off talking a little bit about the Masters. Let's got another question for you here, caddy. We've mentioned Xander Schauffele. Obviously, he's having a week out there at the CJ Cup at Shadow Creek. He's playing some great golf. I mean, that 29 that he shot on Friday on the back nine, which was his first nine, was just spectacular. I mean, seven in a row, including a chip in on 17. And, I mean, the guy's just – he's playing out of his mind. And you start thinking about Xander. He's played 13 major championships. Seven of those are top 10, so better than 50%. He's top 10-ing. Five of them are top fives, two runners up. And, you know, coming up to the Masters, his first Masters, he finished 50th. His second one last year, tied for second. You know, he was right there in contention. So playing and coming up to his third Masters, your thoughts on Xander Schauffele? And what do you think makes him such a good player and always in contention, especially in the big events?
So unfortunately, I'm not personally around Xander to make a great analysis of this. But my immediate take from watching him, and this was confirmed by a few caddies who know what they're doing out there, was that Xander's just got something inside him. It's guts or it's a calmness or you get around those people, they're just not scared. You just know this guy's got it. He's got it. And I think Xander's got it. Mm. I think Johnny Miller might have even commented on that when he was in his last year of broadcasting. I feel like Miller said kind of noticed the same thing. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I'd say it is about Xander. I think Xander's not scared. I'll tell you the guy who I know pretty well, who definitely isn't scared to achieve anything, and that's Bryson DeChambeau. Bryson will have no mental blocks to achieving anything he does. He has incredible belief or expectations in himself. And I bet you Xander's kind of that same way. So in the clutch, you want guys like that in the clutch doing things for you. And that's, of course, you know, Bob, you know a guy who was like that pretty well.
Yep. Yep.
And of course, that's what all the great players have. That's what Watson was like. All the guys, all the ones I've been around, they kind of have this, you can just tell, right? It's like you can smell it out or something. I don't know. No fear. I don't know what.
Yeah, they thrive under the pressure, no doubt about it. They figured out how to go and be able to achieve and play and score. Xander looks like he's totally cool and calm and collected. Question: Bryson's not playing now. He's working hard, trying to gain some more weight, working with a 48-inch driver. But Bryson relies heavily on greens books. Augusta National does not allow greens books. How do you think that's going to affect him, or will it affect him?
Well, Bryson's very good at investigating everything out there that's possible to do. And I can state unequivocally that I don't have anything like a greens book for Augusta. However, let's just say Bryson's a really smart, resourceful guy. So your statement may be correct, and it may not be correct. I don't know. But I can tell you, if I was caddying or playing at the Masters, I might be able to figure something out.
You reading between the lines there, Bob?
Kinda.
Yeah.
As long as it stays in the yardage book and is not a separate book.
Right, but there's ways for him to go and figure out what the book is, sure, and what there are, study it, make his own notes, you know, mm-hmm, and essentially create on his own, right, a greens book.
No, we're going way beyond that. Technology is quite amazing. Let's just put it to that, leave it at that. Technology nowadays, if you're smart, you know what's going on, there are things you can do. And there's nothing anybody can do about it.
Mm.
Let's just put it that way.
All right. So the Greens books are out online. Is what it's sounding like.
No. I've never seen one online. Mm. I'm just saying.
He'll be able to do one on his own.
You know what he said here? He qualified it if you're smart and you know what's going on. So apparently, because I'm not answering the question, he's saying I'm not smart and I don't know what's going on. That's what he's saying right now. He's basically just sticking it to us, Bob.
It's not your job to know any of this, and hardly anybody knows what I'm talking about anyway.
Okay.
I'm just saying, if you have to, you know, maybe if you know someone in the military who's not worried about divulging a few secrets and going to jail for a long time, maybe you could figure something out.
All right. Well, if you know, you know. I'm going to jail for a long time doesn't, or any time for that matter, doesn't sound good to me. So, anyway.
Hey, I'm just getting weird. I've got a comment.
Yeah.
I've got a comment from Phil Mickelson. Phil Mickelson playing this week in the SAS Championship and decided to opt out of playing at Shadow Creek in the CJ Cup. And he said, basically, I made $9 million there last time, and if I beat all 78 guys, it's a downgrade. How about that?
Well,
comment?
That's one way to put it. That's one way to put it.
In fairness, he would have had to have a sponsor's exemption.
Yes, he would have had to.
Yeah. Well, I think it'd be a great move for Phil to embrace playing a pretty healthy Champions Tour schedule. I think that would be a very smart move. Phil is obviously still a heck of a player and could still win on the tour and may be able to for several years. But when you look at the realities of what's happened with everybody who gets to that age, really it's not a question of whether it's over. It's a question of when you realize that it's over.
Oh,
as far as really, that's what it is. I'm not saying you can't spring one. Look at David Love, Fred Funk, Craig Stadler. There's guys who are going to win when they're 50, 51, 52. Sam Snead almost won the PGA at a much more advanced age, if I'm not mistaken. How about Tom Watson? It can happen. It will. Watson's ridiculous, right? I mean, they're a great example. I think it's cool to – I just think it's better. I would advise to say focus really depends on whether you're into – are you into winning? Are you into playing with the young guys and maybe winning once or twice from now to the end of time? What are you more into? And having caddied on both tours and won events with players on both tours – It's being in contention and winning that kind of floats the boat after a while. It's not the money. It's just I don't know. That's kind of how I look at it. So I'm glad to see Phil maybe maybe he's thinking about taking that focus, and I think it would be a good thing. Don't quit playing the tour. It's great to go out there because it keeps you super sharp.
Right.
That's good stuff. I mean, Phil, look, it's tough. He's in great shape. He still hits it miles and miles. He can still compete out there. He can still win out there. And he probably will be able to for quite a long time. But I hope he does play enough to get himself in that position to win lots of Champions Tour events and majors and things like that. I think that'd be a good thing for all parties concerned. So good for the tour, good for the Champions Tour, good for Phil, et cetera, et cetera. That's just my opinion on that.
All right, there you go. Caddy, we appreciate you taking some time, man. Always good to visit with you and talk some golf right along your road trip through, what did we decide it was, California? Colorado?
Beautiful Durango, Colorado, where I'm driving right now. I mean, maybe that's why this has been a little weird, is because if you can't get distracted by the views here, I don't know what to tell you. Beautiful place.
All right. Well, good stuff. Well, thanks so much, Caddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There you go. That's the Caddy joining us right here on Real Golf Radio. We'll take a short break. More of the show continues next.
Hey guys, BT here, and Bob and I are two happy customers of Barbecue Pit Stop. I'm absolutely in love with my new Yoder YS640S. This is the most versatile smoker grill I've ever used, and its Wi-Fi makes it a cinch. I feel like a barbecue pit master. Hey, whatever you need from grills and smokers to rubs and sauces, Barbecue Pit Stop has it for you in one of their three locations, Lehigh, Salt Lake, or Layton, or online at barbecuepitstop.com.
Hi, it's Ned Siegfried. Siegfried & Jensen has been around a long time. We've been handling injury cases for over 30 years. During this time, Siegfried & Jensen has had the privilege of helping tens of thousands of Utahns. If you've had the misfortune of being injured in an accident, we'd love to help you as well. To talk to us for free about your situation, call us at 801-222-2222 or visit us at SiegfriedJensen.com.
Hotel Park City, along with the Spa and Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, are open. Parents were tired, forced into homeschooling, juggling work at home and kids at home. Well, take a staycation and escape to Hotel Park City. The pool's open, fitness center, Bandana's Grill, Ruth's Chris, the Spa, and the golf course. From suites and the cottages that offer private hot tubs on the balcony and three fireplaces, you gotta get away. To Hotel Park City, call 435-940-5077. That's 435-940-5077 for reservations today.
I'm Bob Casper with the Casby Real Estate Group, where we have more than 40 years of combined real estate experience in Utah. We understand that the way people buy and sell is rapidly changing, and life's biggest moves can be a stressful experience. At the Casby Real Estate Group, we provide cutting-edge technology, innovative marketing strategies, and skilled negotiation to help you reach your goals. We care about what you care about, and our most important partnership is with you. That's why I'm with Casby Real Estate Group at iPro Realty Network, where we pride ourselves on life's biggest moves simplified.
Temperatures are rising, and you know what that means. It's time to turn your water on your sprinklers. Turn to the experts at Mountain Land Supply to get you the right products for your yard. Mountain Land Supply is an exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. That means the golf pros and superintendents trust Mountain Land Supply and Rainbird for their sprinklers, controllers, pipe, and everything they need to irrigate the golf courses. Shop where the pros shop. Go to mountainlandsupply.com to find the location nearest you.
Introducing the Amazing Rewards for Business 321 program. With the Amazing Rewards for Business Visa credit card from Zions Bank, you earn 3 points for select business purchases, 2 points for travel, and 1 point for all other purchases. Learn more about the Amazing Rewards 321 program at ZionsBank.com or your local Zions Bank. Zions Bank, we haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Zions Bank, a division of ZBNA member FDIC.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Now back to Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you. Thanks so much for being with us. Thanks to the caddy for spending an extended segment with us. You know, sometimes the caddy gets on a roll and you just let it go, man. It's just best not to stop it. Just enjoy what the caddy has to say. And we didn't even get a chance to talk to him about hoodie. We should have brought up the hoodie thing with the caddy and see what he thought. I wonder if he would have any commentary.
That would have been funny to hear from him on that.
I mean, look, caddy,
I think he would have said it's good to go.
I think so, because don't you think caddies are a little ahead of the curve? I mean, they started wearing shorts before players were allowed to wear shorts, even in practice rounds. The caddies have, they've kind of modified their different caddy uniforms over the years. You know, it's not such a stuffy setup necessarily. I mean, Augusta has the overall. I'll tell you what, guys are going to actually probably zip the overalls up at Augusta this year. That's the one thing.
Yeah,
it's not going to be quite as hot.
That's exactly right. They might have a few more layers of clothing on underneath.
Here's a little insight. The one time I did caddy at the Masters for your dad in his final round, it was rainy weather. And rain gear has to be worn under the coverall for a caddy.
Correct.
Not correct. Over the coverall. So anyway,
that is correct.
Just a little, I guess, you know, it makes sense because otherwise you wouldn't be able to see the uniform, but you're going to have a really wet, heavy coverall over the top of your rain clothes. But hey, underneath it all, you're dry, right? Underneath it all, you're dry. So
you're nice and dry.
Yeah, good stuff. Hey, next week, it's Sherwood. It's a Tiger reunion of sorts. He's going to be playing. And remember, it was his event that he hosted at Sherwood for all those years. He's obviously had great success. Would say a lot if Tiger has a good week next week before playing at Augusta.
Mm-hmm. It would. And Sherwood will be followed up. That Zozo Championship will be followed up by Bermuda, and then the week of Houston, and then the Masters.
Can't wait. The countdown is on. Thank you so much for joining us as we're a month away from Augusta. Hope you enjoyed the conversation. Let us know what you think. Join us on Twitter at Real Golf. Thanks to our producer extraordinaire, Dave Glauser. For Bob Casper, I'm Brian Taylor. We'll see you next week. Enjoy the weekend. CJ at Shadow Creek continues this weekend. And we thank you for joining us here on Real Golf Radio.
Thanks for listening to Brian and Bob on Real Golf Radio. Join us on Twitter at Real Golf or on our website at realgolfradio.com.
It's been real.
Hi, this is Jay Ritchie, the co-host of Tee to Green, the golf show, the show by golfers for golfers. Be sure to join us every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time when we talk golf live from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs, Colorado, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.